Welcome to The Extra, the show connecting you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Well, this month we are marking and celebrating Black History Month in the state, in the city, as well as across the nation. And joining us, as always, we talk to them on this day of the month. We have Visit Colorado Springs' Doug Price joining us this morning, along with Mike Williams from My Black City. First of all, Mike and Doug, welcome to the show. Mike, this is a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. I'm definitely grateful to be here and excited to, you know, talk to the city about what's going on.
Fantastic. We'll be talking to you just a couple of moments away, but first, Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs. As the destination marketing organization for Colorado Springs, it's so important that we as a community make visitors of all backgrounds feel welcome and included. And this is a task that I think starts at the top but goes all the way to the grassroots, doesn't it, Doug?
You're right, Shannon. And Mike, let me again say thank you for joining us this morning. And we do feel that, not only do all visitors with backgrounds need to feel welcome here, but that all businesses in the region are supported and represented. And when we met Mike recently and learned a little bit about My Black City, we felt that this would be a really important message to get out, because yes, as we've talked over the years, Shannon, Visit Colorado Springs, we're always striving to support our local businesses because they're the ones that really drive the experiences for our visitors. So often we hear, you know, visitors say how friendly it is when they go into our local businesses here. And here we have so many small businesses that they often get a chance to interact with the owners themselves. And so with February as Black History Month, you're right, it's an annual reminder, but we should be supporting Black-owned businesses year-round. And that's what's so great about My Black City. I think your listeners are going to learn a lot from Mike Williams here to talk about what this does and supports.
And Mike Williams, of course, our other guest who's on the Vision Home Loans line. Why don't you spotlight what My Black City is about, how it was created, how it came to be, and what its mission is?
Yeah, so thank you a ton again. My Black Colorado, actually, started out as My Black Colorado 2018. And the goal was just to have a directory of Black businesses, because there's a lot of businesses here in the Springs and weren't getting the support maybe they needed because we didn't really know about all the businesses. So Brandon Bourne's great man, I kind of partnered with him and a few other community members, and we did like some different listening sessions, different things, and came up with a directory, right? So a lot of the businesses weren't thriving the way they could because people didn't know about them. So we definitely wanted to make sure, you know, we could help them do that. It grew so fast, you know, by the end of 2021, there's over 5,000 businesses in the registry.
Wow.
And, you know, it's got spotlighted to, you know, not just My Black Colorado, but now My Black City. And a lot of people are interested after that.
And this has attracted awareness from around the country as well, right?
That's correct. And what we kind of shifted to is not just a directory, but now there's a publication. So the publication is at every library here in the city. And if there's 10 Black businesses that subscribe, it's, you know, it's a nonprofit, $10 a month. Five Black businesses do that, or five businesses do that in the city, then we can create their own publication wherever they are. So there's publications here in Colorado Springs, Aurora, Denver, San Diego, and expanding more in California currently.
How does this lend itself then to nonprofit work that's being done?
Right. Yeah. But again, the biggest thing was just being able to highlight businesses. So all the different community organizations around. So like I'm going to talk a little bit later on about, Black History program that's happening with another nonprofit. But again, our goal with My Black City is just to be able to bring attention to events, bring attention to businesses. And we know Colorado Springs is one of the fastest growing cities. So we needed to have a place where people can kind of go and, have some resources for that.
I think this is a great idea, and it certainly could be a model, like you said, for the entire nation. What sort of background do you bring to this endeavor? You're a business owner yourself, I assume?
Yeah, that's correct. So actually, I'm a native of Colorado, right? I went to Colorado Springs, rather. I'm native of here, right? So I went to high school, K through 12 here in District 11, and I've been in business for more than 13 years. And since being able to partner with My Black Colorado, my client base has grown about 33%, 33 to 40%. So just the fact that people see your face, they know, hey, this is another option that's maybe not one of these big, you know, finance companies or whatever the case is, and they say, hey, I'm going to support somebody who's doing good work in the community. It's helped my business a ton, and we've been able to help out a lot of clients here locally as well.
And do you think, being a minority-owned business, do you think that offers you a nuance in understanding the client base that maybe other businesses might not have?
Absolutely. I think it goes in twofold. Just like most small businesses, we experience a lot of things that maybe bigger businesses or other people haven't experienced, right? So just being able to be a native of Colorado, see how it's grown in the time I've been here. I remember when out east, there was really nothing, right? Just a bunch of land.
Right.
You know, powers ended, like,
tumbleweeds,
right around
Constitution,
yes. North Carefree, that area, right?
Yeah.
And looking now, there's so much opportunity for businesses as our city's growing to grow. And again, we just wanted to have a hub where people could do that.
Well, and you said you were a graduate of D11 schools. Which high school did you go to?
I'm a Mitchell Marauder, proud Mitchell Marauder. So, yeah, definitely excited to represent my alma mater.
Okay, repping there, giving the shout out to all those Mitchell alums out there. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation here on The Extra. Mike Williams of My Black City and My Black Colorado joining us along with Doug Price of Visit COS. We have to take a short break for some commercial messages. We'll be back in a few moments with The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra, and today we're putting our focus squarely on Black History Month, but expanding that to say that this is a month as well as a year when really to add exposure to the Black-owned and minority-owned businesses that really help our economy chug, and especially our economy that caters to our tourism industry and helps making it a more inclusive and welcoming place here in Southern Colorado. And so for that, we are so pleased to have as our guest today Doug Price with Visit COS, as well as Mike Williams, a special guest representing My Black City. Now, Mike was just telling us what My Black City is doing to uplift the community. So, Mike, why don't you continue to tell the listeners about how this program, how this endeavor gives businesses the resources to thrive, especially in 2022?
Yeah, the big thing is connection, right? So if we look at Colorado, 11% of those small businesses in Colorado are Black-owned businesses, right? And we definitely want to make sure that those businesses have the same opportunity that the other, you know, 89% of businesses have. And I think the biggest thing we realized was missing was representation and networking, right? A lot of people say, hey, I have this great business idea. I'm going to just start it, and I hope people like it, right? So we wanted to make sure that people had a place that they could reach out to other business owners that are successful, go to support businesses that maybe are up-and-coming or are successful, and really be able to grow. And kind of my personal role with, like, helping that out is just social media marketing efforts, connecting businesses, making sure people are aware that we do have the publication, and doing those things. So it's just great to have the opportunity to be able to connect businesses and, you know, going from zero businesses in 2018 to 5,000 to start this year out shows that, you know, the model's working.
And Doug Price, bringing you into the conversation, connecting businesses together and kind of providing that framework. That's what Visit COS is really all about, too.
Well, you're right, Shannon. And, you know, I think from the very beginning, when we started to talk with Mike and learned that 11% of the businesses in Colorado are Black-owned, 5,000 businesses. That's staggering. And it's, I think for us, if, you know, when I say us, I mean just all of us, that if you, we so often fall into our routines, okay? You know, frequently we go to the same places every week, but there are so many businesses around town that are outside of our neighborhoods and that really need our support as well. So And they're both virtual and bricks and mortar. So I know Mike is going to talk later in the program about examples of these businesses. But I just think all of us, would kind of look in the mirror and admit, yes, we would become creatures of our own habit. And we really do sometimes need to be more open to visiting and supporting businesses that are outside our neighborhoods.
And Mike, your publication right now is free, but there are ways that people can support it through a more, I guess, financially rewarding option too, right?
That's correct. So the publication, you're right, is free. And again, the optional subscription really just helps us to be able to get to more places. It allows us to be able to get it into schools, libraries, different things for free. And the good thing about it, it's only $10 a month. Like a lot of us will blow $10. Especially me having kids, like they sneeze and $10, flies out of my pocket or something. So I think being able to help support the publication gets delivered to your mailbox once a month. And there's plenty of sponsorship opportunities as well. So there's businesses that maybe are a little more established and they say, hey, this is something I can support. We can do like full features and stuff for those businesses. I definitely would encourage everybody to check out the publication. I'd say check it out first. It's free. See if you like it. If you do like it, think about subscribing to that, $10 and help spread the message around the city and the country a little bit more.
Well, and when you're talking about this was, I guess, a little surprising even to you to find out that there were so many businesses that would qualify for inclusion in My Black City. What I think would be interesting to find out is what are some of the hidden gems that you found through this?
Yeah, so I'm a huge coffee lover. So the first one that I found, just getting to meet people through the directory, was Drip Queen Coffee, right? So it's a local Black business here. They're in the Chapel Hills Mall, actually. They have a really nice coffee lounge up there. And the great thing is, if you can't be here locally, they have the, where you can come sit, but they also have where you can, go online, order coffee. I mean, they have chocolate flavored coffee or coffee flavored chocolate. They have just a bunch of different things, pour over stuff. So phenomenal business. That was one of the most exciting ones I found right away. And then I guess another one I can say is just now starting to open is a Central Marketplace. I don't know if many of our listeners know, we used to have a Krispy Kreme donuts down by the Citadel. That didn't stay open for terribly long, and that business has been pretty much empty. So a collection of Black business owners got that space, and it's going to be kind of a design where rotating chefs can come in. They're going to be able to do some vendor opportunities and stuff there. So I would definitely encourage people to check that out. A couple more I have is, this isn't maybe if somebody's visiting the city, but again, if somebody is visiting the city and they need, with different, things that they need is there's Ink Fountain Printing, right? So this business is a Black-owned business. It got bought last year, actually. One of the employees has been working there for years. The owner was getting ready to sell, so him and his mom bought it, Ink Fountain Printing. So, if anybody needs that. And then a bigger success story that everybody knows about, and I definitely don't want, My Black Colorado to take the credit for this, because it definitely, we're not the sole reason this place grew, but Lou Shaw's in Kauai. I know a lot of people know about that restaurant, but a new up-and-coming chef out of, Kauai is Margine's Delights, right? So a young black business owner, 19 years old. She's in culinary art school. I got a baklava cheesecake. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had. So
baklava cheesecake, that does sound good.
Doesn't it, right? I was I didn't even know this was a thing. But I just say in these businesses to say there's so many people that are doing great things that we want to bring exposure to. And I hope that people would, like Doug said, go out of their way and support a new business.
Well, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Doug Price about stepping out of your comfort zone, trying maybe a new business, either a purchase or a refreshments from one of them that might help you discover a hidden gem and also do much to support Black-owned and minority-owned businesses here in the Pikes Peak region. We need to take another break. We've got commercials as well as our traffic, news, and weather. another to still listen to. But when we come back, the second half of the extra here with Doug Price of Visit Colorado Springs and Mike Williams, who is part of the organization that is publishing a listing of essentially of Black-owned community businesses. My Black City is the name of it. When we come back, more of the extra. We're back on Colorado's KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM with our daily show, The Extra. And it's a show where we connect people with issues, topics, and other people that this community is known for. And one of the reasons we are focusing the conversation today on Black History Month is it's a way to open the doors and open eyes to what's going on with minority-owned businesses in Southern Colorado. And through that, My Black City is a publication that really does shine a spotlight on these businesses. And we have Mike Williams from the publication on. We're going to talk to Mike in just a little bit, but first let's have Doug Price with Visit COS join us right now. And Doug, rejoin us, I should say, because we talked to you a little bit earlier. When it comes to discovering hidden gems and helping to diversify the businesses that energize and keep our economy vital, why is it important that we do keep an open mind to seeking out new businesses, seeking out businesses that maybe could use a little bit extra love?
I believe that anybody who cares about our community and cares about people has heard that equity, diversity, and inclusion is a very important topic, not only in the boardroom these days, but I think around dining room tables and across coffee shops. People are talking about it. And we here at Visit Colorado Springs talked about it and said, The more we have learned about My Black City, the more we said, well, this is a chance for us to get involved and do more than just talk. And I do want to acknowledge that the Black Chamber of Commerce for Colorado Springs has been around for a long time. Jim Stewart continues and has been a force here in Colorado Springs in trying to keep a spotlight on Black businesses, and Rodney Gillette most recently really is doing much the same and trying to remind all of us to shop local, support Colorado Springs community, and especially in these last few years. It's not like these businesses have been hit any less than the businesses that all of our businesses that have we've talked mm-hmm. about.
And certainly,
you know, I heard Mike make the comment earlier about, you know, what businesses in the Black community really seem to be missing were both representation and networking, and those are things that you know, we all need to be very conscious of and think about how can we be inclusive in making sure that all businesses are represented and are invited, if you will, to network. So, yes, we here at Visit COS, we do keep a lens for our visitors of what they will be able to enjoy when they're here. But this is just a great reminder that supporting local businesses includes supporting Black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and these aren't the giant corporations or the chains. That's one of the things that just makes our community so special. They're places owned and operated by people just like us right here in Colorado.
Right. And all these places that we've talked about here through your representation for Visit COS, as well as other shows that we've had, talk about how we as a community would not thrive, would not be vital, would not be attractive to outsiders if we didn't have the diversity of businesses that and help to support to keep them afloat. And so, you know, I know in my own life, I've started making much more conscious choices with my spending dollars, with my where I make purchases, where I buy food. And so if you are perhaps have been influenced by that over the past couple of years, taking that the next step and also thinking about how do you encourage a diverse range of businesses, minority-owned businesses. This is perhaps the next step and certainly part of keeping our community attractive, inclusive, and representative. Mike Williams, who talked to us a little bit about My Black City earlier on, and certainly when you're talking about some of those businesses that you've discovered through this effort that maybe might not have been known to you or to our audience, our listeners, when you talk about that, is there a feeling that this is an idea whose time has come, that maybe it even may be a little overdue to be shining this kind of spotlight through a publication such as My Black City?
Absolutely. And I think we figured that out pretty quickly, you know, in 2018 when everything started, is a bunch of people were trying to figure out the best way to do it and really work kind of separately because people had their own ideas. It wasn't a bunch of collaboration. And it was just great to see the My Black Colorado team at the time kind of pull that together and bring that idea to fruition. And there's been many businesses, and again, I'll just shout out one more really quickly, Freedom Creators, at the time wasn't even a business quite yet, right? The owner was a part of the process, and now she, you know, has a retail space and 5 or 6 employees, and she's shipping stuff all over the nation. And she was one of the people that kind of helped us collaborate and start. So I would just let people know it is very important to kind of know what's going on locally, because I think it's better for us to support businesses locally, right, than people out of town supporting our businesses here. We're missing gems, you know.
When you, because of course you come to it from a perspective not just as a collaborator in My Black City, but also as a business owner yourself, would you say that Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, Colorado as a whole, would you say it is I feel it's a nurturing place for entrepreneurship. Do you think Black entrepreneurs have felt the same way?
I think so, and especially more recently. I just think, again, the biggest thing in the beginning was just resources and connections, right? I think that simply us being able to help make the connections is helped a lot of businesses explode. So I definitely agree with that 100%. Colorado Springs is, you know, phenomenal in supporting businesses, and none of these businesses would have been able to grow and without, you know, the city of Colorado Springs, you know, being willing to support it.
And tapping into the resources and support that might especially have been needed during the pandemic when so many things were shut down for a number of weeks or months. When we come back, we need to take another short break, but when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Doug Price of Visit COS, as well as Mike Williams of My Black City. We're going to be talking more to them about what this shining of spotlight means. It's not just a one-time deal, why it should be continued, and raising exposure, raising awareness throughout the year, all year long. We'll talk about that when The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra today as part of Black History Month. We're so pleased to have with us, in addition to Doug Price of Visit COS, Mike Williams of My Black City. And Mike, the resource that we're talking about is a free publication. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, Doug, the publication is something that can really open doors and open eyes, don't you think?
I do, and it's available in our visitor center here at the corner of Cimarron and Cascade. It's also available online. And you know, Shannon, I was thinking a little bit during the break about, diversity. And all of us, if we thought about our favorite restaurants, you know, restaurants are diverse by food, by ethnicity. They, you know, we tend to think about some of our favorite types of food, and many are different. And so if we can enjoy restaurants of different cuisines and different that are diverse, then we should be able to also enjoy and expand in the types of retail outlets that we can go out and support as well. So if you think restaurant diversity, And I think you can very easily make the leap to retail diversity. And yes, I really do hope that people will go to libraries around the city and come to our visitor center and go online and take a look at this free publication.
Right. So it's an actual publication, Doug, as well as being available online?
Yes, it is. And Mike can talk about that.
Great. Well, and Mike, we should mention for everybody who's listening, people can find out more at myblackcity.org. But why don't you tell a little bit more about this useful tool that locals and visitors alike can share and learn from?
Yeah, so thank you. You know, just kind of piggybacking on what Doug said is, you know, being able to get it at the visitor center, you know, the libraries, going to myblackcity.org, there's actually a search engine on there. So if somebody decides, like, hey, I want to go visit a restaurant, let me see what restaurants are in Colorado Springs that are Black owned, they can search that in on the directory, and it'll pull up all those businesses, which is a phenomenal thing. And again, there's nonprofits to be able to support on there. If you go on social media and you say, hey, I want to, you know, I need a cleaning service potentially, and I want to support a Black owned cleaning service, you can go on our social media, ask, and, you know, all those businesses will be able to be on there as well. So we just wanted to have a bunch of resources where people can find these businesses.
Great. And given that it's Black History Month, is there anything special planned with the publication?
Absolutely. So this month, actually a couple of things. One thing we want to highlight is this month is actually the 9th annual multicultural Black History program that's coming up. It's a free event. It's a donation only event. It's going to be February 26th at 4:00 at Story Church. So that's off of Airport Road, 2520 Airport Road. So I'd encourage people, like, hey, if you have some time that Sunday, I'd encourage you to, hey, check that out. An event that kind of happened last year, it's not Black History Month per se, but we did have the first annual Juneteenth celebration here in Colorado Springs, something I grew up celebrating as a kid. Both my parents are from down south, so that's something I grew up. And Colorado Springs hadn't really done that too much traditionally, and that's being brought back as well. Last year, there was only over 20,000 people that came through the Black or the Juneteenth celebration. So this year, that's going to be June 17th through the 19th. The 19th is actually Juneteenth, but the celebration will run all weekend. And there is a Black History publication that is going out as well.
Great, great. And Juneteenth, tell me if my memory is correct in my history, that's the day that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Is that correct?
Close. So, like, Emancipation Proclamation was signed around the country, and Texas was one of the states that was the last state to actually get that word to, you know, slave owners and stuff like that. So Juneteenth is like the celebration of the actual end. It came actually a few years after, but that's when the slaves, some of the slaves that didn't know that they were free, really found out they were free. So it's definitely like the official ending of slavery that we like to celebrate.
Well, and certainly no matter the color of your skin or your heritage, celebrating freedom on that scale is something that's to be commended and recognized and celebrated. And so a great way of publicizing this through myblackcity.org. And to our guests today, Mike Williams and Doug Price, we have a couple more minutes. Doug, do you want to encapsulate kind of what we've discussed here in these final minutes?
My thoughts, Shannon, are really, one, I'm indebted to Mike Williams for being kind of the voice and one of the forces behind this. It often takes people who are willing to step out and realize that promoting all businesses helps your business. And Mike said it earlier that since he has become a part of My Black City, that he has seen his business improve. But, you know, everybody's busy. And so for Mike, he has really taken this mission to heart. And I think, you know, he talked about he and Brandon Bourne have really wanted to improve the exposure opportunities and everything that is just a natural step that all businesses should be entitled to enjoying. So, Mike, I want to just salute you and Brandon and the other people behind My Black City for just realizing that this is, there's a spot for it, And the fact that you realize that there's 5,000 businesses in the state of Colorado, 11% are Black-owned, thank you for opening everybody's eyes. And I hope that listeners today will take our recommendations and check out these businesses and the website.
Right. And when you're talking about 5,000 Black-owned businesses today, I mean, just the idea of raising the exposure, raising the prominence of these businesses could perhaps lead to, a couple years down the line, 10,000 minority Black-owned businesses. And certainly the impact of that and the ability to show diversity to visitors and locals alike of the Pikes Peak region is something to be applauded. Mike Williams, our final minute, I'm handing it over to you.
Yeah, and I would say thank you both for, you know, bringing attention to this. And I did want to slightly, maybe I misspoke earlier, but there's 5,000 businesses in our publication, Black businesses. There's actually more. So I would say if you're listening to this and you are a Black business and you say, hey, I didn't even know this was a thing, add your name to that list. We definitely want to help highlight and support each other. And I do think something I heard when I was younger is it takes a village to raise a child. I think it takes a village to have a successful business. So I just definitely want to thank the Colorado Springs community for supporting these businesses. And we're definitely looking forward to being here, you know, as long as Colorado Springs is here.
Great. Well, Mike Williams with My Black City, thank you for joining us this morning. MyBlackCity.org is where you can go to find out more information. You can also pick up the publications at public libraries here in the Pikes Peak region, as well as going to the Visitor Center, Visit COS. And Doug Price with Visit COS, a regular guest here on The Extra, thank you for your participation today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And Mike, to you and your readers and your businesses, we celebrate Black History Month.
Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate it.
You bet. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Brinius. Thanks so much for spending the hour with us.